Joining us on America's Radio Newsline now, White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Josh Earnest, taking some time out to be with us. We appreciate that so much. Thank you, Josh, for coming on.
No problem, Ernie. How are you?
Doing just great. I appreciate your time today.
Of course.
All right, jobs bill. That's big on the president's agenda right now. He's out talking to everybody about it.
That's right. The American Jobs Act, the president just wrapped up. He just got back about an hour ago, a three-day bus tour through North Carolina and Virginia, and was urging members of Congress to get their act together and pass the American Jobs Act because it's the only bill out there that will create jobs right away. The president believes that's really important. The Senate has said they want to work through this piece by piece, and so he's urging them to pass the provision in his American Jobs Act that would actually put teachers back in the classroom, police officers back on the beat, and firefighters back on the job.
All right, now I'm going to jump around a little bit. The president talking today, too, about putting veterans back to work.
He did talk about that a little bit. There is a provision in the American Jobs Act that would actually offer up a tax benefit to businesses who are willing to hire our veterans who are coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. And the president has a pretty strong belief that if some of our finest young men and women are going to go fight for our freedom overseas, they shouldn't have to fight for a job when they come back. So the president wants to offer up a tax incentive to businesses to put them back to work. And what they announced today was actually a commitment from the American Logistics Association to hire 25,000 veterans or military spouses. And this is the kind of thing that means a lot to a military family who's really stressed and strained, who's dealing with a loved one being overseas and missing holidays and those kinds of things. So seeing a commitment like this from the American Logistics Association is good news.
I'm curious. I always look at the personal side of what goes on in the White House. I've always found it fascinating, the presidency. It's a unique position in the world. I remember reading in Tip O'Neill's book years ago, A Man of the House, he said he and Ronald Reagan used to get together when he was Speaker of the House, and they had an old saying, after 6 o'clock, we're all friends. Everybody gets along just fine. Does President Obama have opportunity to sit down with John Boehner or any Republican and just hang around and talk and they're friends after 6 o'clock?
Yeah, well, it seems like a quaint notion these days, I have
really?
To admit. The President and Speaker Boehner had a well-publicized golf game earlier this summer.
Yeah.
And the truth is, I think that was probably the first real opportunity that the two of them had to spend an extended period of time together where they weren't talking politics.
Yeah.
And I think that those kinds of opportunities are good. It is unfortunate. I mean, there has been a lot of coverage, particularly over the summer, about all of the things that the president has tried to do, to work closely with Republicans, to try to strike a so-called grand bargain that would have addressed our debt and deficit situation in a meaningful way. That was something that Republicans at every turn just turned him down on. And the truth is, the president took a lot of grief from members in his own party for his willingness to try to work with Republicans, to try to find common ground. And that's unfortunate. The truth is, the president hasn't stopped doing that, though. I mean, I mentioned the American Jobs Act before. The American Jobs Act is a package of ideas. Every single one of them is along the lines of the kind of thing that Democrats and Republicans have previously supported. And that's why the president is hopeful that Democrats and Republicans are going to come together and pass the only piece of legislation that's been offered by anybody on either side that would create jobs right away. The president believes the economy needs a jolt right away, that we can put more money in the pockets of workers, we can put more money in the form of tax cuts to small businesses and give them an incentive to hire new workers, that we can, as I said, put teachers and firefighters and police officers back on the job, that we can put our veterans back to work. There are a lot of things that we can do. We can offer some assistance to those who've been unemployed for more than 6 months. There are a lot of folks who've been hurting out there for a long time and are eager for some reforms to our unemployment system that make it easier for them to find a job. So there are a bunch of ideas in here. All of them have been supported by Democrats and Republicans. And whether or not they have a chance to have an evening cocktail, hopefully Republicans are going to be willing to come around on some and find some common ground around some policies that we know are going to create jobs right away. That's what the economy so desperately needs.
Now, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has said that this is just stimulus two. This is just another stimulus package. That's one of the reasons he didn't support. He didn't feel like the first one did as advertised, and so why do it again?
Well, I strongly disagree with Senator McConnell's characterization about what happened 2 years ago. There's no doubt that the Recovery Act was very important in ensuring that we didn't fall back into a deep depression, but that's a two-year-old argument. The difference between what the president has offered this time around, there are two important differences. The first is this. There are a lot of good ideas that were included in the Recovery Act 2 years ago. Most of them were Democratic ideas. I think the president, not all of them, but most of them, and I think that we would acknowledge that was the case. Some might even say that's why it worked as well as it did. But the difference with the American Jobs Act is, as I mentioned, every single idea in there is the kind of thing that Democrats and Republicans have previously supported before. So the fact that Senator McConnell previously supported so many of these things and now is saying that he's against them is something that certainly is news that we're certainly disappointed by. The second thing, and this is also an important difference, the Recovery Act was intended to be to provide a very important stimulus to the economy, and it did in some important ways. The Jobs Act is a little bit different. It'll give it an important jolt to the economy, but here's the thing. It's paid for. It's fully paid for, every penny. And the way that it's paid for is we're going to ask millionaires and billionaires to pay a little bit more. In these difficult economic times, we can't just afford to go out there and spend more money to strengthen our economy without looking for a way to pay for it. That we have to make important choices. We can either make these important investments in our infrastructure, we can give a tax cut to working people, we can offer a tax cut to small businesses, or we can protect the tax rate that's currently enjoyed by millionaires and billionaires. There's a choice. We can't do both. The president believes we should do something important on the economy, and in order to do that, in order to pay for it, we should ask millionaires and billionaires to pay just a little bit more.
How much revenue?
Republicans are blocking that idea, though.
How much revenue would that raise? I've never heard any numbers on that. How much revenue would that raise?
What they're saying is that it would raise right around $450 billion.
Over
10 years.
Over 10, so about $45 billion a year.
Something like that. That's my understanding of the numbers. And here's the key part of this, is that there's nobody that sort of salivates at the idea of getting to raise taxes. That's certainly not why the president ran for office. But what the president did run for office to do was try to strengthen our economy for working folks out there, for middle class people who are fighting to get by. Because the truth of the matter is, the middle class has been under siege, not just in the midst of this crisis, although it's really taken a toll. Over the last several decades, we've seen the American dream fall further and further out of the reach of working class middle folks. And so the president believes that we need to do something to offer an immediate jolt to our economy, but also look at the kinds of policies that are going to provide some economic strength for the middle class over the long term. That's why this investment in putting teachers back in the classroom is so important. We need to make sure that our kids are getting a good education. We need to make the important investments in our infrastructure, that if you travel to places like China and India, they've got brand new, you know, sparkling clean airports, state-of-the-art high-speed rail infrastructure. These are the kinds of things that we used to have in America and that we can have again if only we're willing to make the kind of visionary investments that that previous presidents and previous bipartisan Congresses were willing to make.
Josh, let me ask you one quick question. Yeah. I'm up against a wall on time here. I, this has been said to me a number of times by several Republicans who've been on the program and actually one Democratic campaign worker, activist in a moment of candor. He said, look, this jobs bill, it's out there. We knew it wasn't going to pass, but it is going to be a campaign issue. And the Republicans have come on and said they knew it wasn't going to pass. They just put it out there. The president put it out there so he could beat us over the head with it during the campaign.
Well, this is what I'll say. The president put this out there because he hoped it would pass. And that is the reason that we took the step that presidents don't do very often. We actually wrote a bill. Mm-hmm. We wrote legislative language that Congress could literally take, you know, pull out of the envelope from the mailbox that they got from the White House, mm-hmm. and they could put it on the floor and they could vote on it right away. So this is legislative language. This isn't just a pamphlet of ideas that we put on a campaign flyer and are circulating around. This is an actual bill, and it's paid for. These are, you know, as I mentioned, we don't necessarily we're not excited about the opportunity about asking millionaires and billionaires to pay a little bit more. But when we're faced with the choice of, are we going to make the kinds of important investments in our economy that we need to make? Are we going to offer a tax cut to 160 million working Americans? Are we going to offer a tax cut to small businesses? Are we going to put teachers and firefighters and police officers back in the classroom? Obviously teachers back in the classroom, but police officers back on the beat and firefighters back on the job. You know, the question is, are we going to make those important investments, or do we believe that it's more important to protect the current tax rate for millionaires and billionaires? The president thinks it's an easy decision. And the truth is, it should be for Democrats and Republicans, too. But we're going to give them a chance. The Senate is going to put a bill on the floor that would just do the teacher, firefighter, and police officer provision. It's about $35 billion. And we would have to raise the tax rate on millionaires and billionaires by one-half of 1%. Seems like a pretty easy choice to me. If we're going to hire a couple hundred thousand teachers, put some police officers back on the beat, put some firefighters back on the job, and just ask millionaires and billionaires to pay one half of 1% more in taxes.
All right.
Apparently they're going to have this vote on Friday. We'll see what they decide.
This is the White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary, Josh Earnest. Josh, I hope you come back sometime. Thank you.
I'd love to do it, Ernie. Thanks for the opportunity.